SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The nation's top court is taking up a dispute over censorship, misinformation, and free speech on social media.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today between Republican-led states and the Biden administration over how far the federal government can go to combat controversial social media posts. Lower courts sided with the states in Surgeon General Murthy versus Missouri, but the Supreme Court blocked those rulings while it considers the issue. The states argue that federal officials leaned on social media platforms like Facebook and X to unconstitutionally squelch conservative points of view. Solicitor General Elizabeth Perlegar says states can't point to evidence that the government ever imposed any sanction when the platforms declined to moderate content that the government had flagged. Jennifer King, Washington.
Israel's military is urging people in and around Gaza's biggest medical center to evacuate ASAP as Israeli troops move in to root out Hamas.
In the last few hours, we've heard that 80 people have been detained in the hospital. We've also seen the IDF's Arabic spokesperson posting a map asking people in the vicinity of the hospital to move to Al-Mawasi. This is what the IDF has declared to be a safe zone on the eastern coast of Gaza. But of course, after more than 5 months of war, for people to actually move is proving increasingly difficult.
That's a BBC's Anna Foster in Jerusalem. Also at SRNnews.com, President Vladimir Putin has sealed his control over Russia for 6 more years with a highly orchestrated landslide in the election that followed the harshest crackdown on the opposition and free speech since the Soviet era. South Korea's defense minister says North Korea has shipped around 7,000 containers of munitions and other military gear to Russia since last year to help support its invasion of Ukraine. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 77 points higher. This is SRN News. Arkansas no longer allowing residents to use X instead of male or female on driver's licenses.
Since 2010, Arkansas has allowed transgender residents to use X on driver's licenses and state-issue ID cards. But the state has announced changes that reverse that practice. Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders calls the move common sense. In a news release, she said Arkansas, quote, will not endorse nonsense as long as she's governor. Jeremy House, SRN News.
In his State of the Union address, President Biden said opponents of Roe v. Wade have no clue about the power of women. But the head of SBA Pro-Life America argues that it's the president and Democrats who underestimate the power of women. Marjorie Dannenfelser says 60% of women who have had abortions wish they had just had the financial security or emotional support to continue. This is SRN News. Well, if he was hoping for a popularity boost from his State of the Union speech, President Biden and his partisans must be sorely disappointed.
Mr. Biden remains at or below only 40% approval, according to last Friday's weekly averages from both RealClearPolitics.com and 538.com. Drilling down, a Reuters online poll a month ago indicated that perceptions about Mr. Biden are almost completely along party lines, with nearly 90% of Democrats in favor of the president and nearly 90% of Republicans opposed, with independents trending away from the president. According to that Reuters poll, 44% of Democrats rate political extremism as their top concern, compared with 38% of Republicans who cite immigration as their primary issue. George Williams reporting.
If reelected, former President Trump vows to slap huge tariffs on any Chinese-made cars and trucks imported into the U.S. from plants in Mexico. More details at SRNnews.com.